Joining us now, Texas Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul. That was quite a moment between you and Rudolph Giuliani. I wonder if that had gone on a little longer, just what might have happened in that little mini debate within the debate that happened tonight.
Maybe he'll debate me on foreign policy. I'd be delighted to debate him on foreign policy, where we each got to explain our position.
The question that kept coming up for you was that you are not saying the same things the other Republican candidates are saying.
That's true.
You seem to be not in sync with what the party itself is saying. Why run as a Republican? And if you don't get the nomination, would you run as an independent?
Well, the majority of the American people don't like the war. And I want to be president of the country, not president of the Republican Party.
You've got to get the nomination first.
But the party itself has to have a position that's attractive to the entire country. We lost last year's election on the war issue. Most people believe that to be the case.
But if you didn't get the nomination, would you run as an independent?
No. No,
you would not?
No, I'm not planning on that. No, I don't intend to do that.
You call yourself, you ran as Libertarian Party candidate in 1988. Yet you call yourself pro-life. Where in the Constitution does it say, for example, that you can make laws restricting a woman's right to choose? If you want to be a constitutionalist, shouldn't the government stay totally out of the abortion?
Well, I think the federal government should.
What about the state government?
It's up to the state government, because the state governments, we don't dictate to the states. Protection of life is one of the important issues of government. If you can't protect life, how can you protect liberty?
But most libertarians, and I know you lean libertarian, would say the government, you know, women should have a right to choose. The government, even state government, should stay out of it. You should not restrict a person's right to make that choice. That's what most libertarians would say.
No, but all libertarians believe that you should never use a force to bring about changes, and they reject an act of aggression. A fetus is alive, it's human, it has legal rights. If you kill it,
Ron,
you have committed an act of aggression.